The nation's largest pilots union is standing behind the American Airlines captain who removed an Arab-American Secret Service agent from one of his flights last month. The agent accuses the pilot of racial profiling. The captain says race had nothing to do with it. The incident is raising questions of how much discretion pilots should have and whether a passenger's ethnicity should ever be a consideration. NPR's Tovia Smith spoke with some pilots and has this report.
If you ask pilots whether the American Airlines captain did the right thing by refusing to fly with Secret Service agent Waleed Shatir last month, you get pretty much the same answer. He did. Pilots say there were apparently lots of red flags. The agent's allegedly incomplete paperwork, his alleged hostility when questioned, and quite simply, the fact that he was carrying a gun is enough to warrant extra scrutiny. But if you ask pilots whether a passenger's Arab appearance should raise suspicions that he might be a terrorist, you get many different answers.
You want to be safe? If it looks like a duck and walks like a duck, you got to go and make sure it's a duck.
This man, who asked that his name not be used, was a commercial pilot and now flies corporate planes. Passing through a busy terminal at Logan Airport, he says pilots cannot ignore the fact that all the September 11th hijackers and most of Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda followers are of Middle Eastern descent.
I think we're trying to be too politically correct. I mean, I don't want to hurt anybody just because of race or religion. But if this is happening to you over and over by a certain group of people, you have to protect yourself.
But for every pilot who might look twice at passengers who appear to be of Middle Eastern descent, there are as many others who say they wouldn't dare.
Absolutely not. No, we run a colorblind airline at American Airlines. We honestly do.
American Airlines Captain Derek Day says race or ethnicity never even enters the equation when he's considering whether anyone on board his aircraft may be a potential threat.
We look at everybody a little closer now, and not so much by the way they look, but how they're behaving.
Ultimately, pilots are pretty free to run their ship as they see fit, and they do. Federal rules say race, religion, ethnicity, and national origin should not be factors in who gets to board a plane, but the airlines and the law also give pilots total authority aboard their aircraft and broad discretion. But most pilots agree with this American Airlines captain, who also didn't want to use his name. He says pilots need to be able to call him as they see him.
We're compensated to make decisions like that. Who gets to go, who doesn't. They rely on our experience because you can't dictate every situation. I mean, we have to be autonomous once we move away from the gate because you can't regulate or give manuals on all that stuff.
But with the controversy still swirling around last month's incident with a Secret Service agent, some pilots are skittish about being second-guessed or being accused of bias. As one put it, it could be your name in tomorrow morning's paper. Indeed, there's no easy answer. Pilots are more sensitive to flying with certain travelers. At the same time, those travelers are more sensitive to being singled out. American Airlines pilot Carrie DeLong.
When you're walking a fine line of what's prudent and what society will let you get away with nowadays. I don't think you can get away with a whole lot of that in this environment.
Pilots' unions are trying to shield their members from some of the pressure. They've rallied behind the American Airlines captain, hoping to embolden other pilots to keep on going with their guts, even if that means taking note of someone's ethnicity and making an unpopular call.
I'm not sure that political correctness and proper security go hand in hand.
Greg Overman is a spokesman for the Allied Pilots Association, the union that represents American Airlines pilots. As he puts it, Al-Qaeda is the threat du jour, and pilots would be foolish if they ignored that.
I think if you're too concerned about potentially hurting people's feelings or offending someone, then you're not focused on the right thing. We expect our pilots to exercise proper judgment and to take the conservative course. And if that means overcompensating, that perhaps will happen from time to time.
But Overman is quick to add, it would also be wrong to focus exclusively on race or ethnicity. The teenage boy who flew a private plane into a Florida building last weekend didn't look the part. And as the American Airlines pilot put it, the next terrorist may not either.
I mean, if you're a smart terrorist, then you go find yourself a nice blonde-haired, blue-eyed person. Convert them to your way of thinking and use them. I mean, if you single out one group, you're missing the boat, I think.
Pilots say technology can also help. One union is pushing for so-called smart cards, sophisticated photo IDs that contain identifying information such as fingerprints. If Secret Service agent Shatir had one of those, one pilot suggests, this whole ugly controversy might have been avoided. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.